This podcast is not about grief. This podcast is about life, love, and finding yourself again after losing a child. I've been exactly where you are, and now I want to show you the road back to a life of your own. Let's get started. Hi there, it's Liana. How are you? I am having a bit of a cold, so I'm sorry in advance for my voice. It might be cracking up, but I hope it's gonna go fine and I will be able to do the recording. So let's talk about identity. Because what happens after loss, after any loss really, we lose our identity of who we are. It gets shattered in the loss and we don't know what to replace it with. You lose your child, and if you lose your only child, you are not an active parent anymore. And why I say active is because of my strong belief that once you become mom or dad, you are changed forever. You are different. You see the world in a different way, and no one can take that from you. But in your everyday life, in what you do and your responsibilities, losing a child shatters your identity. Totally, in pieces. And even for those of you who have more than one children, your identity suffers a big, big, big blow because you're not parent of three or parent of two, whatever your number is, and it's life-changing. And it applies really to any loss, to loss of your parents, to loss of your job, to loss of your pet. So basically what I'm saying is that any loss creates an identity crisis. Be it the loss of your only child or one of your children, a spouse, your parent, your pet, your job, and so on. Even the pandemic we've been dealing with for last 2-3 years, depending on how you count, has created a massive identity crisis for so many. And of course, we can't control the loss and the following identity crash. It's just something that happens to us. And even though I know some say that you shouldn't get attached to your identities too much, but I think it's not realistic because identity is what we believe about ourselves. And we always believe something about ourselves, whether we do it on purpose or not. We believe in something, and when we lose our identity, our current identity, we start believing in something again, something else. The place never remains empty. So the question is, when you lose your current identity because of the loss, what comes in its place? Is the identity that replaces your old the one you actually want, the one you would choose for yourself, the one that you would like to have for the rest of your life? Because what identity does for you, it determines your outlook on life. You will unconsciously build your life, do all the things in a way so that they fit your identity. Any decision you take, you will try to align with your identity. Because your identity is what you believe you are, and you will try to live in a way to satisfy it, to align with it. And it also works the other way around. You know how sometimes you do things almost against your own will and you can't understand why. Why do I keep on doing it? Why can't I stop? And it's just because you are doing these things because of your underlying identity that drives your thinking, drives your feelings without you even realizing it. So I would like to give you 3 steps to create identity you want, you love, you want to have on purpose. And the first step is understanding what you currently believe about you and what do you do because of this belief. Second step is deciding whether your current identity is something that you want to keep. And if not, then deciding who do you want to be. And it's okay not to know how you will get there. Don't get stuck in how. I remember how many times when we've been having discussions with my husband about our relationships and what we would like to change, we got over-focused and stuck on the how. Especially my husband, he's a very rational person, and he would always ask, so what are the specific steps we are going to take to get where we want to go? And there were moments when we didn't know the steps yet. So we froze, we got stuck, and we did nothing. We stayed where we were. But in reality, to make change happen, changing something starts with knowing that you want it and believing in it. If you believe it's possible, you'll find your how. Because your amazing brain will start looking for the solutions. And also life, universe, God, however each of us calls it, will provide you with opportunities if you are open and ready to receive. And it really has taken me a long time to get here, to be able to say this, to be able to start believing in the power of thought, in the power of believing first. But I've seen it now again and again, how when you believe something is possible, you figure out the how, you figure out the steps. But you need to believe first. And the third step is start living from your new identity. Remind yourself who you are. And of course, you will want to fall back into your unconscious identity. And when that happens, just remind yourself that you are not that person anymore. And to give you an example, I remember how after I lost my son, I fell into identity that the life is over for me. So understandable, right? So many of us think that. Had I stayed with that line of thinking, I bet I wouldn't be here today talking to you, helping other parents after loss, helping people making good choices about their health and raising two more boys with my husband. Getting here where I am today started with me deciding that there is more for me. And when I decided that, I didn't know how. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where it's going to come from. But having taken this identity that there is something more for me, that my life has meaning, and believing in it helped me to take one step at a time to get here. And I'm not done. No one is really ever done. There are more and more aspects to my identity that I keep re-examining on a daily basis to really become the person I want to be. Identity really matters. Identity determines your whole life. So let's re-examine our identities and decide who we really want to be. That's all for this week. I'll talk to you soon again. Bye for now. If you are loving this podcast, then please hit subscribe, download it, and please share it with other childless survivor moms. I'm committed to help as many moms as possible to recover and build a life after childless. You can find me here on Instagram, TikTok at lifeafteachildless, or you can visit my website, coachliena.com. That's coach LIENE.com. And if you'd love to chat, you can sign up for a free coaching call on my website. See you next week.